ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Gender diversity in the field of science and technology is a notoriously difficult problem to solve. But a group of scientists may have cracked the code and the results are astronomical. The group is called Astro3D. They operate across 9 universities and they've achieved gender parity across their organisation within a mere 5 years. Their results are published in the journal Nature Astronomy, and I'm joined by Professor Emma Ryan Weber, who is the director of Astro3D. She's a, clearly an underachiever. She's an astrophysicist, leads the Intergalactic Medium Research Group at Swinburne University, and I'm very excited to speak to her. Welcome.
Thanks so much for having me.
It must be cool calling yourself an astrophysicist, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a fun title.
It's good. First off, you have a very cool job title. I have to ask you about the name Astro3D, though. What does it mean?
So the Astro3D is the name of our research centre. So what we're trying to do is not just look at stars and galaxies as a flat plane on the sky, but we're actually investigating how the universe has evolved over time, but using images that are in 3 dimensions. So using that third dimension to be able to disentangle the evolution of the universe.
Okay, good job. Let's go back to 2017 when the project was about to start. STEM has traditionally been a very male-dominated industry. We know girls are very smart at maths and science, but something happens down the road. Can you paint a picture of the task that awaited you before you got the project rolling?
So the task that awaited us is the fact that we had about 30% of PhD students who are in astrophysics that are female, and about 20% of professors. And we said, okay, we're going to use research in sociology and psychology to develop an evidence-based strategies to hit this target of 50% women across our whole entire centre in 5 years. And because it's evidence-based and scientists understand evidence, and we were able to get our whole research organisation on board, we were able to achieve that target.
Fast forward 5 years, things look very different. Just tell me about what that looks like now.
What that looks like now is a really positive research culture, and I am so proud of everything that we achieved. So when you walk into the room and you see that balance, you see that diversity, what it means is that we have been able to capitalise on all of the population to be able to solve these tricky problems in astronomy, not just half of the population.
A lot of people will be asking, how is that possible to do it? Is there sort of some steps that other organisations can emulate to try and get a similar outcome?
Yeah, I would say that the two biggest steps is having transparent hiring. And so that means that every time that you hire somebody into your organisation, you advertise it. We had 50% of women on our hiring committee. And we also ensured that every shortlist, the people that we interviewed for each position, 50% of those people that were interviewed were women. And also that the committee that was formed to be able to make the decision about who was going to be hired were also women. The other thing that's really important is having women as role models in leadership as well.
Yeah, that's very important, isn't it? So just playing the devil's advocate, just I do that now and then, not too much. You've got 47 fixed-term postdoctoral positions to fill across 9 universities. Can't you just put the edict out to the hiring managers that we're going to set a 50% quota for these positions and just hire women? Can you do that?
I mean, we could have, but what we decided to do, that if you have an open hiring position, and so we say, okay, so our target is overall to have 50% women, so that then each of those positions is accessing the whole talent pool, not just half of the population, in the same way that we wouldn't want, half of the positions to be men only and half of the positions to be women only. We're opening it up to the whole population.
Did you learn anything about how important the leadership team of an organisation actually is in this context?
Yeah, the leadership team is really important. And so our inaugural director, Lisa Culley, she set down the agenda very early on. Of course, we have a mix of genders in our leadership group. But we found that we were all on the same page. Everybody wanted to achieve this. And so that's how it was made possible.
What impact do you think this achievement will have on the future generation of astronomers?
Oh, absolutely. So now that we've got great role models in astronomy, it demonstrates that we can offer a quality of opportunity to the smartest young minds to learn how to tackle the biggest questions. And they can apply their problem-solving skills across astronomy, or they can take on challenges in the wider community as well. And many of our graduates go on to, you know, biosciences, to looking at finance, looking at climate change, using the skills that they have learned as problem solvers in physics and maths to be able to solve those big picture problems.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning, and congratulations on doing something that people say is very difficult, but you've clearly found a way. Thank you.
Thanks so much, PK.
Professor Emma Ryan Webber, the director of Astro 3D.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.